1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon, everyone. News time, 12 noon. 10 degrees under sunny skies. We're near our high for the day of 11, those sunny skies continuing through the rest of your Tuesday. In the news, Advanced Cast Stone of Random Lake has been exonerated by a judge's ruling in the accident involving a concrete panel that the firm produced and installed in a Milwaukee parking ramp. Mike Kinzel has more.
It was 2010 when that panel fell, killing a teenager and injuring two others. Well, yesterday in Milwaukee, a judge ruled the incident was an accident, and he ordered an insurance company to pay $10 million in a $39 million award which had gone to the victims. The judge criticized the insurance company for its stance that Advanced Cast Stone had taken a shortcut in the installation, therefore negating any insurance coverage. The judge stated, "I know an accident when I see it. This was an accident." Mike Kinzel, 1330. WHBL.
A 20-year-old Manitowoc man is facing several charges in a strange car-bicycle crash last month. Jamie Hang appeared in court in Manitowoc yesterday for striking 56-year-old Stephen Gove on the night of January 18th. Damon Ryan has more.
Gove was just returning home from delivering newspapers on his three-wheeled bicycle when he was struck and ended up getting stuck in Hang's windshield. He remained there while Hang continued driving and colliding with another vehicle. Stephen Gove said he was treated for cuts to his head and leg and had glass removed from his eyes. Hang faces felony charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety and hit-and-run involving injury, plus misdemeanor counts of operating a vehicle under the influence and hit-and-run causing injury. I'm Damon Ryan, reporting in Manitowoc for WHBL News.
The Wisconsin Assembly is scheduled to vote today on three bills to spend most of the projected $1 billion surplus in the current state budget. Majority Republicans in the lower house are expected to pass Governor Scott Walker's $504 million plan to cut property and income taxes, despite reservations in the Senate. Also, a last-minute amendment from DePere Republican Andre Jacques would give a sales tax break to construction firms when they build schools and churches. The other two bills would devote $35 million of the surplus for training workers and help the disabled find jobs, and another $43 million to speed up 11 road and bridge projects that were slated to begin in the next fiscal year. Yesterday, Walker's main election opponent, Democrat Mary Burke, again called his tax cut plan irresponsible and uses money the state doesn't have. John Meerdink picks up the story.
You wouldn't know it from the sound bites, but the race for governor hasn't even kicked off yet.
He is spending money we don't have.
Democratic candidate Mary Burke is calling Governor Walker out on his tax refund plan, which would use money from a budget surplus to give property and income tax relief. For his part, though, Governor Walker is taking it all in stride.
If I came out and said the sky was blue today, she's going to say it's red.
An effort is now underway by Democratic State Representative and Attorney General candidate John Richards to legalize marriage equality in Wisconsin. Richards has launched a petition drive on his campaign website seeking to overturn the state's voter-approved ban on gay marriage. On the site, he calls himself an advocate for marriage equality and adds the state has not had a defender of equality for all citizens in the office of Attorney General, quote, for a long time. The Milwaukee lawmaker says if elected to be the state's top cop, he won't defend the gay marriage ban. Fellow Democratic candidate Ishmael Lozon would also not enforce the ban. Republican candidate Brad Schmiel would enforce it, since it is state law. It might be a week before a Denver woman returns to Wisconsin to face charges in the kidnapping of a relative's baby from the Beloit area. Federal prosecutors in Madison have issued a warrant in which 31-year-old Christian Smith could be arrested at any time, but local authorities expect Smith to remain in a jail in Tipton, Iowa, until a federal grand jury hands down an indictment that's expected early next week. Officials said Smith was visiting her half-sister's house in the town of Beloit early last Thursday when she took young Caden Powell away. Authorities said Smith was driving home to Colorado when she was stopped at West Bend, Iowa on Thursday. She denied taking the infant, but police later found Caden wrapped in blankets in a plastic storage bin behind a gas station. He was later reunited with his parents. Letting your faucets run is cheaper than fixing frozen or broken pipes. That's the message from numerous water utilities across the state. Eric Grillert has more.
It's a problem that is widespread thanks to the extremely cold weather we've had.
I don't think anybody wants to dig up your yard this time of the year. I mean, those pipes are 8 something not 9 feet deep.
Rich Fries runs an apartment building in Plymouth. He's just one of many people being told to keep their faucets running to avoid frozen pipes. There are similar orders in place in Waukesha, Fond du Lac, West Bend, and Juneau.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
That ban in Plymouth only involves a three-block area in the city. City residents are asked to contact the government to specify where that is. There are full bans in the cities of Sheboygan, Sheboygan Falls, and the village of Random Lake. Over 600 classical music lovers were on their feet last night when Milwaukee concertmaster Frank Allman performed with a recovered Stradivarius violin.
It's great to see all of you here. It's really, really touching, actually.
The 300-year-old instrument was stolen from Allman in a robbery 2 weeks before. The Wilson Center for the Arts in Brookfield had sold only a third of the tickets for last night's performance until we learned last week that the rare violin was recovered and that Allman would perform with it. Two men are free on bond as they face charges in the January 27th robbery. Taking a look at your forecast, sunny skies for today, but only a high near 11. Tonight, increasing clouds, low near zero. Tomorrow morning, snow up to an inch of accumulation. Cloudy the rest of your Wednesday, high near 22, with those 20s becoming more common in the forecast. Currently outside, 10 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. Again, get breaking news alerts on your cell phone by texting the word news to 79489. WHBL News Time, 1206.